Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The End of Cuthbert Close, written by Cassie Hamer and read by Rebecca McCauley. To my three gorgeous girls, Ruby, Sasha, and Lucy, it is possible. Chapter 1. Bring a plate. The three little words sat so cheerily at the bottom of the invitation. So simple, so innocuous, so friendly, so deceitful. Because it wasn't just a plate, was it? Thought Alex O'Rourke, as she removed a tray of shop-bought spinach and cheese triangles from the oven. After all, any old clown could turn up to a party with a piece of diningware. She had a million plates and platters that did nothing more than collect dust in her kitchen cupboard. They'd love an outing to a party. She started stabbing at the formerly frozen pastries with a spoon. Something smells good. Alex's husband James sauntered into the kitchen and peered over her shoulder. Did you make these? He went to pick up a triangle, and Alex tapped his hand away. Of course I didn't make them. She stabbed again to make divots in the golden pillows. What are you doing? You're ruining them. They're perfect, stop it. James put out his hand to shield the defenseless triangles. They're too perfect, said Alex. No one will ever believe I made them. Maybe if I just burn them a little. She went to open the oven door, but James stood in front of it, arms folded. No one cares if you bought them from a shop. You have twins. A full-time job. The neighbours don't expect pastry made from scratch. Alex looked at him. Her sweet, supportive husband trying to be so millennial, while completely failing to understand that some things never changed, like the meaning of that god-awful phrase, bring a plate, which meant today what it had always meant, that a plate of homemade food was to be produced. Exceptions could be made for foodstuffs by a celebrity chef. A Zumbo cake, for instance, could be forgiven. And as keeper of the social diary, the responsibility for such provision lay in the hands of the woman of the house. Bring a plate was the phrase that time forgot. It's all right for you, Alex grumbled. No one expects you to cook from scratch.
But I would have if you'd asked me. Remember my meatballs?
Alex nodded. Impressive balls. She tapped her nose. And you've given me an idea. She smiled and kissed his cheek.
Glad to be of service.
Alex set about loading the triangles onto a platter, humming happily.
So what is this idea?
I'll tell them that I specifically asked you a week ago to make the meatballs, but you forgot. So rather than having the neighbours go hungry, I ran out and picked up a box of spinach triangles from the supermarket. James frowned.
But that's a lie. You never asked me. If you had, I would have made them.
They won't know that. And because you're a man, they'll think nothing of it.